Now, over 2 million homes and counting around the country now have solar panels on their rooftop, and the solar energy market is now a $1.5 billion market in Australia. Because of that, we're seeing a rise of international brands entering the market, which are providing cheaper solar panels in comparison to some of our local brands. But the flip side of that coin is that we're now seeing a lot of cases in which the panels aren't necessarily lasting as long as they should be. To tell us a little bit more, we have Lawrence McIntosh on the line from PV Labs Australia. Lawrence, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Good morning.
So for a bit of background, for those of us who don't know, how long is a standard solar panel supposed to last?
They're supposed to last upwards of 20 or 25 years. They've got really long warranties on these things, and that's part of a standard for how products should be sold in Australia. And that's actually a reasonable expectation the consumer should have too, because there's no moving parts in these things, there's no mechanical things that can go wrong, and really they should be lasting that long.
And so how long then are some of these other ones lasting?
It can be really mixed, and the Clean Energy Regulator has recently been audited, and as part of its program, the Clean Energy Regulator itself audits many of the systems around Australia. And that has found that a lot of those have been degrading much quicker than they should be, sometimes in a shorter period as 5 or 6 years.
Wow. Do we know why exactly that is?
There's a whole number of reasons, but when it comes to the solar panels themselves, and that's where PV Lab Australia, plays a role in trying to help assess solar panel quality in the Australian industry. When it comes to the panels themselves, it's often a case of improper sealing, so allowing sealants that allow water to get in, or particular types of plastic or polymers that do break down over time when they're out in the weather.
Is this because of regulations, international regulations, differing from Australian regulations?
Yes, but perhaps not in the way you think. A lot of countries, particularly Germany being a good example, are very, very strict in how they do quality assessments on their imports. And Australia regulations aren't as strict. And so I think sometimes there's a bit of a perhaps a perception that particular countries aren't making quality product. But it's a case of, I think, more here about what we're, as a marketplace, what we're signalling to the international manufacturers about what Australians prefer and what we prioritise. And by and large, what they get a signal of is that Australians care about price and not about quality.
And your lab is one of only a few in the countries that does test solar panels. How does the testing process work?
Look, it's really fun to describe this sometimes. Essentially, we've got a very, very accurate light source at the back of a very black room. And so we're able to tune that light to the same intensity of the sun and take a measurement of the power output in those really standard test conditions.
And so if anybody is looking to get solar panels, what sort of advice would you give before they do take the plunge?
I'd say do your research, and it's much harder in the world of solar panels than it is for many other consumer products. If I were to talk to you about, if you were considering buying a Datsun or a Toyota Camry or a Mercedes-Benz, I think any of us had a good just indication about what those different quality levels would mean. But we don't have the same level of brand recognition in Australia for solar panel manufacturers, and that's fair enough. It just means a higher level of research is required.
Lawrence, we really appreciate you speaking to us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show.
That was Lawrence McIntosh. He's from PV Labs Australia talking to us about solar panels here in Australia.